your hourly morning news on KX93.5 now.
Good morning, I'm Jason Fetty in for Tyler Russell with your morning news for Friday from the Laguna Beach Independent and KX93.5. In a summary of Laguna Beach's proposed nearly $80 million budgets for the next 2 years, City Manager John Petig describes the city's revenues as meeting or exceeding levels experienced prior to the recession. Even so, Petig advocates fiscal restraint and cautions against adding programs and services that might not be sustainable in the future. While the proposed budget maintains current services and reserves, Petig points out that paying down the unfunded pension liability for safety employees remains to be addressed. A little rain fell overnight last night, but clouds gave way early in the week to sun, warming graduation ceremonies for the Laguna College of Art and Design class of 2015. 78 Bachelor of Arts graduates and 10 earning Master's degrees in Fine Arts rose to accolades from College President Jonathan Burke, sage advice from guest speakers, poignancy from fellow students, and raucous cheers from peers, family, and friends. Graduates, I want you to remember all you've gone through over the last years. Think how far you've come, Burke said. Each of you have spent countless hours devoted to your art and have grown and developed into distinctive artists and designers. This year, visitors to the annual spring open house at the Hortense Miller Garden on Saturday, May 30th, will be treated to an art exhibit as well as the usual delights of the 2.5-acre garden nestled on the steep slopes of Boat Canyon. The open house was cancelled last year as the Friends of the Garden undertook several major maintenance projects and improvements to the garden and the house, funded by city grants and donations. That's the Hortense Miller Garden on Saturday, May 30th. All right, that's your local news for Laguna Beach for this morning. I'm Jason Fedde.